Hello, everybody. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. Don't you love that little Christmas music? I tell you what, I was driving into the studio today to visit with you all, and I had the radio on, and our station was playing a song, White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Of course, it could be 80 degrees in Tucson today. No white Christmas likely for us. But it made me think about the memories of my childhood and probably yours as well, as you think about where you grew up and the family you grew up in. The memories of Christmases past, right? Sometimes good, maybe sometimes just a smile brought to your face. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun today if we just opened the phone line and hear from friends all around the country who would say, here's one memory I have from a Christmas past. Maybe when you were a child, a small child, or something that comes to mind. And I'm going to teach you during this half hour that it's more than just a memory. It's more than just that little picture that you have from your childhood. It actually represents something about who you are today. Because the fact is, after researching memories and writing two books on that topic, we know that what we remember from our childhood and how we remember our childhood and those specific little pictures that we draw from our childhood tell us more about who we are today than really what happened at that moment. Because you all know that your brother or sister, if you have siblings, probably have different pictures of Christmas and childhood activities with the family that are different from yours. Why? Same family, same home, many of the same experiences, and yet the view is different. And so as we share memories today, I want you to think about that. What do we hear in the memories that we share that would say something about why we remember that, about who we are today? Give us a call. Childhood memory? Let's talk about it. I got those that have left their memories with us, those that we've recorded, and yours coming in live as well. Phone lines open, and Miss Amy's taking your calls today at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, Childhood Memories of Christmas.
My favorite memory is going to my grandmother's house, receiving a brown bag with an orange, an apple, and a few pieces of hard candy. The thing I loved most is the love I felt in that gift. I was raised very well to do. I never had to do without anything that Christmas. I got cashmere sweater, all the things that the rich kids get. But my favorite gift was that little brown bag with an orange, an apple, and hard candy.
You wonder, Anita, why you remembered that. Is because my guess is, if we could talk a little further, we'd find out that Anita is more into people, relationships, and knowing Jesus and having a good relationship with family than she is about cashmere sweaters. And that's why she remembers that. Very interesting. How about you? What's a memory you have from your childhood? I can remember, I grew up in Western Michigan. Our Michigan listeners know Muskegon. I grew up on the lake right near Lake Michigan. And so we had lake effect snow every year, over 100 inches of snow coming in Western Michigan. In the second floor of our little home with my brother in the same room, by the way, looking out on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve and seeing the snow coming down and wondering where Santa might be, if there really is, you know, and the family time. I can remember on Christmas night, because my birthday's on Christmas Day. I mean, that's when I was born. And so my birthday would be celebrated on Christmas night. And the whole family from all around Muskegon and North Muskegon and Muskegon Heights and all that area, we'd gather and, I don't know, my parents would rent like a Moose Hall down in Muskegon Heights, an old beat-up building. And all the family would get together and we would celebrate and share pies and cakes and the things that you do. Nothing fancy, very simple. But those memories, those are the things that make a difference in the relationships. How about you? What do you remember? Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We're going to go to Dawn in Minnesota. What's your childhood memory?
And my story is, I always remembered Christmas with my grandpa. He always told us the story about Jesus. And I remember when I was about 22, I went to my grandpa's, and he had fallen and he was sick, and he told me that he was ready to go on to heaven. And I said, but grandpa, nobody is going to be there to read the story. And he's like, oh, somebody else can read it. I'm done. And he died 2 days later and went on to heaven. And now we don't really read the story or anything, but I will always have that memory in my heart and smile when Christmas comes and remember the story of Jesus and what my grandpa role modeled and showed us.
And that's something. Hey, Dawn, I heard a little tear when you said we don't read the story any longer. You know, you ought to, because you know what? That memory of grandpa reading the story of Christmas right from the Bible, from Luke and Matthew and back in Isaiah, it impacts your life. It impacted you. It's a memory. Listen, parents, grandparents, we're leaving a legacy in the lives of our kids. We're imprinting them at this Christmas time with the memories that they will share with somebody down the road many years from now. What kind of a legacy and what kind of memories do we want? And the reason that memories are so critical at the holiday season is because it's a heightened time of emotionality. Everything is so meaningful. You know, we're traveling, we're together with family. There's a heightened sense of emotion, good and bad, during the holidays. And let's face it, one of the problems with the Christmas memory so often is that they never quite measure up to the expectations. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I mean, that's a dream. I'll be home even if it's in my mind. Isn't that what the song says? You know, even if I can't, I'll be home for Christmas, even if it's only in my mind. You know, we have this heightened sense during the holidays, and sometimes the expectations are just not reasonable. And we get so involved in gift giving and buying and selling, all that kind of thing, that often we can miss the true meaning, the powerful sense that this is the birth of Christ. It's not about trees or it's not about lights or about gifts. It's about Jesus Christ. So one of the things I really encourage us as we think about building memories in the life of our kids and grandkids, that we do it in a way that they understand the power of memories by experiencing just the simplicity of our time together in our family. Give us a call. Amy's taking your calls. What's a childhood memory that you have? 888-888-1717. Cody, you are up and on the stage. What's your memory? Go right ahead.
Morning. If it's still morning where you're at.
Yes, it is.
When I was a child, my dad, he worked for Sears and Roebuck. Some of you older folks might know what that is, before Sears became out of business. But he got laid off, and my grandparents took us in, and they changed. They had a big shop. They lived on 22 acres, and they converted part of it to a bedroom and a little bathroom for me and my sister. And about 50 feet of concrete away, there was a 14-foot camper trailer. And Christmas morning, me and my sister wake up to about a foot and a half of snow on the ground, and we run across that concrete barefoot and run into that little 14-foot trailer. And my parents couldn't afford much, but there was a little Charlie Brown tree in there and dollar store gifts. But, you know, the good Lord provided, and me and my sister had a great Christmas, regardless of where we were and the circumstances we were under. Praise God for it.
Amen.
And sometimes it's hard to portray that to modern day children and young adults. And, hey, you know, it's just like in Job, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but he's still going to provide every step of the way.
Amen. You know what? It's that Charlie Brown tree, the simplicity of not having much, being together, that was most meaningful. And, you know, Cody, that takes me back to right after my wife Donna and I got married. Didn't have much. You know, we were a young couple, 19, 18 years old. And I think it was maybe our first or second Christmas, and I went to the tree lot kind of late in the season, thinking they would be discounted because I didn't have much. And sure enough, I drove into this tree lot and they had one tree left. You talk about Charlie Brown tree. Everybody had ignored this poor tree. It was fine the first 3 feet up and then nothing for 2 feet. And then the top 2 feet were fine. So I got out of my car and I thought I could negotiate a deal with the guy, and he just leaned out of the trailer ready to get done with this job and go home. And he said, just take it home. I don't want it. Nobody wants it. It's your gift. And I thought, wow, what a deal. So I took the Charlie Brown tree home, and I thought halfway home, Donna's not going to be too excited about this little tree. So in my creativity, I got out my saw and I cut the piece out that had no branches on it, and I wired the rest of it back together. So now instead of a 6-foot tree, it was a 4-foot tree. But you know what? I remember that tree more than any other, I think. We're talking childhood memories. Love to have you join us. Christmas time, by the way. 888-888-1717. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Life. Do you have areas where you're not making progress or feeling stuck? Maybe you keep returning to bad relationships or habits that aren't helping you grow. In his message, Sharpen Your Edge, Dr. Randy talks about some wise words from Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes.
Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't.
If you missed your chance to give during our year-end fundraiser, don't worry. You can give now and have your gift matched and doubled by generous friends of the ministry. When you give, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. Don't miss this opportunity to have your gift matched. Your monthly support helps people live an intentional life in Christ. Call 888-888-1717 now or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And we appreciate it when you do. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. And John brought in to the studio here some of the names of some friends who've recently joined us in support to help us close out this year. John, here in Tucson, thank you for your gift. We appreciate it. Sandra over in Lubbock, thank you. Your gift of $150. You know, the $157 is being matched, being doubled for the ministry here at year end. Greg in Texas also, in Cedar Park, thank you. Jill in Flint, Michigan, thank you so much. What a fantastic opportunity to see your gift matched, doubled for the ministry. Thank you. Arlene in Peoria, Phoenix area, thank you for your gift. We got gifts of $600, got gifts of $25. The important thing is we're all involved, reaching more people for Christ. Thank you. You can join us. You can call this number, 888-888-1717, during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 2. To go to our staff, they'll talk to you in person, or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. All right? All right, back to Christmas memories. Tyranny in New Mexico, how are you?
I'm doing good, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. Tell me, what's a memory?
I'm doing good. I do have a favorite Christmas memory. I'm calling because my favorite Christmas memory is when me and my grandparents were all together for Christmas, and we used to go over there and open Christmas presents and have Christmas meal with them. My granddad used to read the book of Luke, chapter 2, and that story is just a reminder of Christmas and what it really is all about. It's not about the gifts or anything. It's about family and being together.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. We do that as well. And sometimes some of the grandkids roll their eyes like, here he goes again. Papa's getting the story. But you know what? Hopefully someday, like you, Tierney, they'll be saying, hey, that was a special thing. It was a reminder of the true meaning of Christmas. And I'm glad you could share that. And I'm sure your grandpa, wherever he, if he's here or if he's in heaven now, that he certainly would be. Well, he'd be happy to hear that story. Jacqueline is next in Michigan. How are you today?
Good. sir. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your childhood memory from Christmas?
Basically, I wanted to be intentional today with, you know, your theme. The story is that my parents, when we did the Christmas tree, my mother would and my father would take bags of paper bags, crinkle them up, cut them up, paint them in ways so it made it look like a cave. And they would build this little massive cave underneath the Christmas tree. And inside that cave would be the manger with the lights and the three wise men and the whole 10 yards. Wow. And this is what we always consistently visually saw. And because at the end of the day, and even in today's world, and this is the reason why I wanted to call, sometimes I think we've gotten away from what Christmas is really all about. And so for us, it was always reminding us, while the presents definitely were there, but that huge visual under that tree was more about the birth of Christ and living in Christ. So,
that's good. Is that once, have you been able to carry on with that tradition?
I have tried it a couple of times, and I've been wanting to try it. This year, my schedule and things were a little bit hectic, but we definitely, in the family, while we do gifts, we definitely have grown up to understand that that's not what Christmas is about. But yes, I'm planning on trying it again next year. I'm going to grab some paper bags and try to create that massive cave and the manger that my mom and dad used to make. But
yeah, that'd be a good memory.
They were a blessing in our lives. Yes.
And, you know, sometimes grandmas and grandpas have a little more time, you know, to do some of those things. That's good. Traditions matter. You know, it doesn't make much difference what it is in your family other than it's something that really focuses, focuses the family on that, for sure. All right. Kathy is also in Michigan. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good, good. What's your childhood memory from Christmas?
Well, my grandpa, up in Alma, Michigan, he owned a mom and pop store with my grandma, and he'd go deliver groceries for older people. Well, at Christmas Eve, he always had to go deliver groceries. Well, he dressed up like Santa Claus and come back. And my older cousin and I figured out it was him. So one Christmas, the guy up the road wanted to borrow the suit, and my grandma said, well, she come down here first. So he came down in the suit, and my grandpa stood behind us, and oh my gosh. It was like the shock of our life. We thought that was Grandpa. But it was a cute memory.
And what is when you hear that memory, when you say it, what does it feel like for you? Mm-hmm. What emotion does that bring back for you?
Well, it brings back my family because they're all gone now. But anyway. Thank you for letting me share.
You're very welcome, and I'm glad you touched that emotion and that reality, because here's a fact, just a little brief lesson why our memories matter. As I said, I've researched and written a couple books on the topic of our childhood memories, and one of the things we know is we tend to remember only those things from our childhood. I mean, I'm talking about specific memories, because many of us, you may have a dozen or two or maybe 100 even memories, but come on now, thousands of things happened in your childhood, right? Why do you pick the ones that you pick at Christmas time or whenever? It's because those pictures represent more of who you are today than they really do then. Because if you're a tender person in terms of your relationship with family, and family's important, you're going to tend to remember things that tie into your family. If you're a very creative person, you're just wired to be creative, you're probably actually seeing in your memories sights of sounds and smells and colors. Because that's just the way you're wired. Now, if you're a detail person, you know, X's and O's, all of you kind of engineer types, your memories might be more involved. Yeah, the family's there and that's important, but it might be more the details. You know how everything looked and how everything fit in and how everything connected with other things. And if you're struggling today, and I say this to those of you who, when you think about your childhood memories from Christmas, and you'd rather shut the radio off than hear this, because you're wrestling in some way with some things going on probably in your life today that get revealed through the pictures that you remember from your childhood. It exacerbates whatever you're experiencing. And so when you get together with your brothers and sisters during this Christmas season and you ask them what they remember from childhood, you might be surprised to hear that their memories are different than yours. they remember something that you may say, was I there? Because their experiences in life are different than yours, and where they are today is different than yours. And so we're doing a show like this today. In fact, we're getting so many calls, we're going to record for a show that'll air again, I think, on Monday. Because I want you to see that your memories are important. And understand that our job as parents and grandparents is not to, quote, make memories, but to make a, well, make an environment in our home 365 days a year that allows our children and grandchildren to make their own memories. Memories that will be healthy for themselves. Help our kids and grandkids to become healthy followers of Christ. And they'll choose the memories that are most important to them, more than us making them. And I can tell you this. It doesn't make any difference how wealthy you are, how much money you spend. The memories you're hearing today have nothing to do with money. They have nothing to do with wealth. They have nothing to do with traveling around the world or going on big vacations. Those things might be fun and a part of the process of building relationships. But the most important moments that you're hearing today and in life in general come as those little moments where we connect with each other. That's why childhood memories matter. All right, we're going to reopen the line for you. I'd love to have you share with us what's a memory you have from childhood at Christmas time. Love to hear it. We'll take a quick break. Be back. 888-888-1717. And then the last E, F-R-E-E, focus on your goals, repeat the right actions, eliminate clutter, and the last E is enjoy and celebrate. You know, sometimes... And I'm guilty of this. We can be so intentional focused. We can be so goal-oriented. We go after, you know, how what we have to do next that we don't stop and just enjoy God's blessings. Just celebrate His goodness. And that's very re-energizing in our life, isn't it? It really builds a sense of energy as we move forward. Sharpen your edge. I had to do that the other day. I had have one of those clippers to reach way up into a tree and cut some branches, and I had never sharpened this thing. Pulling on it to try to get the rope, you know, the ones that you pull down. So I said, come on, Randy. I went and looked in the garage. Sure enough, I had one of those little diamond-type sharpener deals. So I took about 5 minutes, sharpened it. Probably should have took more time, but I sharpened it enough that, boy, it clipped that thing quick. And so that's a reality in life. Listen, you got a lot of things you need to clip in life, things you got to do, and you need a sharp edge emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Sharpening your edge, staying up on it, powerful thing. All right, the lines are busy. Love to have you join in. If you get a busy signal, hang up, call back. We're going to be wrapping up the show in a bit, but we're going to stay here and just hear memories for another half hour. Record them for airing next week. 888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Shenda in Kansas. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing really well. I just wanted to share a story I have with my father.
Okay.
So when I was very little, I was probably like 4 or 5, my dad snuck out of the house and he climbed up onto the roof and he banged on the roof. And then he ran back into the house screaming that there's reindeer on the roof. And so I'm excited because I want to see Santa's reindeer. So we run outside together and I'm looking around like, and he's like, oh, they must have took off. Like, he's got a lot of houses to go to. So I was just so overwhelmed with joy because my father went out of his way to do that, and like it was just like a miracle of Christmas for a little kid. And I think it's just a simple gesture to do, like for children, like just the little things.
You know what it says about you, Shanda? You appreciate it when someone's willing to go out of their way to recognize that you're there.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yes, of course. I think it's wonderful.
That's nice. And fortunately, your dad didn't fall off the roof.
No, he is a contractor, so he's very used to that.
Good for him. Good for him. Hey, thank you for sharing that in Kansas today, Shanda. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Couldn't you hear that? See, the key to that memory was that dad went out of his way Dad climbed up on the roof, cold night in Kansas or wherever, and said, hey, I love you enough to make this kind of special. I love it. All right, let's carry on here. Marilyn is in Michigan. How are you, Marilyn?
I'm terrific, Randy.
Good, good. What's a memory coming to mind for you today?
Well, it's a lot of years back, but one Christmas, my parents went upstairs and they shut the door and told us kids that we were not allowed to go upstairs. And we could hear my mother's sewing machine going lickety-split and my dad with a hammer. Oh, we just could not figure out what was going on. So we couldn't wait till Christmas morning. And we did not have a lot of material gifts. We had a few gifts from very special people. And my mother had made my sister and I red flannel nightgowns that had white Santa Claus faces on. And my dad had made bunk beds for my sister and I that we could take apart or stack them. And their coordinated effort was with my grandmother, my mother's mother, and she made us mattresses that she was an excellent seamstress as well, and hand tied them, and the pink, and you know, and then she, my grandmother, made little patch quilts for our dolls, and it was just something that to this day I still have. And we're overwhelmed by, how did Grandma know about how to make those mattresses and quilts when Dad was making the beds?
Oh, family. Hey, listen, there was a lot in those memories, Marilyn, as we think about, didn't have much, but what they made, I still have. I'll tell you what, if you get anything out of this half hour, it should be that the memories you're making with your family are a whole lot more important than the money you're spending on the gifts. We're fortunate we get to spend some time with our family, except for our daughter, who in her family are in mission field in Africa. Of course, we connect with them regularly when we can and the technology works. But if you can spend time with your family, make it a special time. I tell you what, we're reopening the phone line. We're going to record for the same topic. Love to hear your memories at 888-888-1717 for airing next Monday. Thanks, everybody. I'm Dr. Randy. Have a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow. I've got a great show. I hope you'll join us then.